99.1.
Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number again is 1-800-259-9231, and it is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Coming up here in moments, Mark, you're going to tell us about a bomb squad that was called out for a funny package. We'll tell you what was in it. But first, to New York State, where according to Macworld, of all places, the Lower Hudson Online also reported that both the New York Assembly, I presume that's their House of Representatives, and the New York Senate agreed on a bill Thursday that would essentially make it a felony to sell video games to minors.
Any video game?
Well, those that fall under the game's minimum age requirements. So if you were to sell a...
felony.
If you were
is
to
it
sell
a felony
machine,
to sell a Playboy to somebody who's underage?
Great question. I don't know the answer. If you do, 800-259-9231. But it's going to be a felony, presuming the governor signs this, which, I mean, apparently it's expected by most observers that he will sign it into law. They are the Empire State, after all, so it would make sense. As GamePro reported, in late May, the bill originally passed through the Assembly with ease and only awaited a similar approval from the Senate. They agreed on Thursday, the very last day of the legislative session. Quote, "We were all always on the same page, we were always on the same page in protecting children. We just had to come up with ways to compromise," said a Democratic assemblyman who co-chaired the Joint Conference Committee. In addition to the measure that would make the illegal sale of violent or indecent games into a felony, the bill also calls for all consoles to be equipped with some form of parental control device that would limit access of such games to underage children. Additionally, New York retailers would have to label potentially offensive games under state guidelines, and a committee would be established to study inappropriate video games in general. So New York really taking the ball and running ahead with it. There was an effort in Illinois not too long ago that was sort of shot down, I think, by the state court, as I recall. And I may not be recalling correctly, but it didn't really get anywhere. They tried to restrict violent video games in Illinois, but they weren't very successful with it. So now New York sounds like they're going to go all out, not only making it a felony to sell these games, but also mandating that any game console sold in the state have to have some sort of parental control option to lock out mature games and that sort of thing.
Well, you know, New York isn't exactly the largest state in the union.
It's one of the top four.
Landmass-wise. You know, it's not that far to go over to, say, Vermont, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, variety of other abutting states, and buy your console there.
Yeah, that's true. Obviously, it's going to be a bummer for anybody in the video game business.
What's the point? They're just running people out of business in New York.
Do you think that Sony and Nintendo and all these other providers are going to implement this restriction chip just to get sales in New York?
I would think they would.
So they're going to have to increase the cost to everyone then. I mean, I don't know how much the cost will increase. It might just be a little bit of software programming. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, they're going to have to increase everyone's costs in order to...
What if Jack Thompson's going to move to New York?
I don't know.
It's paradise now, right?
Yeah, he lives in Miami, I think, Jack Thompson. So
sometimes you have to make sacrifices for things you believe in.
What a mess. And then they're going to have a committee established to study inappropriate video games in general. I wonder how much the people on that committee will be getting paid to study inappropriate video games. Sounds like a pretty sweet job. I mean, you've heard of tester? You've heard of video game tester as a job? Like, you can actually get this job where you go and you find bugs in video games and you report them to the company and they fix the bugs and then they release their final product down the line. But imagine if you could actually get paid to just study inappropriate video games. You don't have to test all the games, like the kids' games. You get to study the good ones. You get to study Grand Theft Auto and study, you know, Hitman and study Doom 3 and all these, you know, violent video games or any game with sexual content. You can study them and get a paycheck from the government at the same time. Pretty sweet deal.
Nice.
So that's all going on right now. And then there's the whole New York labeling system. So apparently the voluntary video game rating system that's been in place...
ESRB, is that what that's called?
Or ESRB, I believe. ESRB. Electronic Software Ratings Board. Apparently the ESRB rating system that's been in place since the mid-1990s, so now well over a decade,
coming up on... Yeah, not good enough.
Yeah, apparently that's just not good enough, which, by the way, it's fairly detailed, actually. If you look at the front of a video game box, you get the little, you look in the bottom left or right corner, and there's usually the teen logo or the mature logo.
M.
Right? And it'll tell you right beneath it what it stands for, teen or mature. Then you can flip the box over, and there's a little bit more information on the back,
right?
Like, you know, what kind of violence? Is it animated violence? Is it simulated
violence?
Somebody
says a bad word.
Is it realistic violence? Does it have profanity? The sexual content. Is it innuendo? Is it actual sex? Is it just a little bit of nudity? I mean, those details are right there on the back side of the box. Not good enough for New York State. They've got to have it their own way. They've got to have their own state rating system on top of everything else. You know, if I were Nintendo or Sony, I would just tell New York, you know what? Guess we won't be selling consoles in your state anymore. And then how's that going to work with mail order companies as well? Are people in New York, for instance, you can go and get video games for?
I wouldn't think so. You're not buying it in the state
through Amazon.freetalklive.com. What are they going to require that you have a label slapped on it if it's delivered in New York State? Who knows? I mean, they're already trying to tell these video game companies how they should program their consoles. I wouldn't put it past them to try to tell online retailers how their products should be sold within the boundaries of New York. There certainly have been instances, for instance, with cigarette with states that have really restrictive rules on cigarettes, trying to collect taxes from those who are buying them
through the internet.
In fact, I think New York was one of them. So the city of New York, New York City,
good luck with that.
Was trying to get retroactive taxes paid from those that had purchased cigarettes online.
I wonder how much the people that were being paid that were trying to collect those taxes, they're never going to collect.
That's a good question.
This is just a big waste of taxpayer money.
800-259-9231. You can comment on that or whatever's on your mind. Also, an update on the Gennaro Wilson case in a few moments. The young man in Atlanta or in Georgia that is sitting in jail, rotting away as, well, we'll give you that here in a few moments. It's a sex case. But first, to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave, hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I have a happy piece of information to relay. Apparently, the Free Staters were just on the very early cusp of this. I don't know if it'll fully develop or not, but looks like the Free Staters, we have our first political cartoonist.
Really? Hmm. Who's this?
His name is Dale. Well, I don't actually know what his real name is. His name on the NHFree.com forum is Dalebert.
Oh, yeah, Dale. Yeah, we met him at the Pork Fest over the weekend. He's one of our listeners.
Oh, okay, good. That's even better. But, yeah, he showed us his, I guess he's a little on the humble side, didn't think he was ready to do anything, but he posted his first, I guess, a political cartoon that he had done, and I think it's pretty good. I've been, you know, kind of trolling around looking to see if we had any artists in the group that could, like, take ideas from other people. Maybe mm-hmm. they wouldn't have enough ideas themselves to do a lot of political cartoons. But with this whole group that we've got, you know, between, you know, there's a 10 or 20 of us that might be interested in that. You get a lot of ideas for political cartoons.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
we may not be able to
crank out some more.
You may not
one.
Be able to actually do the artwork, but certainly coming up with the concepts and the ideas are something that you might be able to handle. Now, where would one go to see this artwork, Dave?
Go to the nhfree.com thread, which is under... I'm not really sure which category it's under.
Is it even something that... Now, obviously, describing cartoons is a difficult thing to do. It's not as funny when you're describing the cartoon, but is it worth describing?
Yeah, I can describe it. It's like a Ron Paul cartoon, and I guess it's not New Hampshire-centric, but what he's got is he's got all these different... he's got animals, basically. He's got these three animals standing at the podiums, and there's one animal standing off to the side. And the three animals at the podiums are Dwayne McCain and whatever that other guy's name is.
Mm-hmm.
and they're animals. They're rhinoceroses, of course.
Mm-hmm. Rhinos.
And then there's Ron Paul, and he's a real elephant. And so it says, how long can they ignore the elephant in the room?
That's cute. Really pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's very subtle. It's not drop dead laughing. But it's very subtle.
There's only so many laughs you can get out of politics, and I think
people get the innuendo, so therefore it's good.
I hope that I am pretty sure. I think you should approach Kat over at the Akeem Free Press and see if they'll be interested in publishing him. I bet they would. Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The latest on the Gennaro Wilson case. It's not good news, and also the
mysterious package that a bomb squad was called to investigate. We'll find out what was inside, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. All the features there. We give them away. And some of those features include the wiki, over 1,350 pages, created by listeners just like you. Wiki.freetalklive.com gets you to it. It's like the listener-editable version of our website, WIKI, that's wiki,
www.freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. That's D2Z.org. As we go to the phones to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, David.
Yo, long live free talk.
What's
how happening? You guys?
Oh, nice. Hey, pretty good. What's up?
I don't think New York really cares about the kids. They just want to jump on the money train that this the games are generating.
Now, how are they? Now, wait, you're jumping back to an article we started the hour with about how New York State is going to require new labeling for video games. They're going to make it a felony for anybody to sell a game to a minor that's
you know
at
that,
a certain level.
You know that they're going to want more tax money to implement this somehow, so they're going to have to increase the taxes somehow. It's they don't really care about the kids.
If New York has its own rating standard, then likely you know somebody's going to have to give that rating standard. That person will be
right.
By
more
the government.
Bureaucracy,
yeah.
More people they got to see, and then they're going to do it real cheap, and they're going to pocket the money for the general fund. It's just you because know, the money, the games are you know. There's no end to this. This thing is going to grow into a trillion-dollar industry.
Yeah, gaming is incredibly lucrative.
Right. This thing is going
to
just go into the trillions, and you watch. Each state is going to figure out how, because government does nothing that they don't get money out of it or control the people out of it. They don't want to control the kids what they're watching. Because they'd be doing a lot of other stuff, because kids have access to a lot of stuff. This is only a way they can make money.
That's a good point. David, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
He's right.
I sort of touched on that. I sort of pointed out that they're creating this, I guess, board that's going to review violent video games or something like that, and that sounds like a new bureaucracy to me. So will they expand that board? Inevitably, they probably will. Will its powers grow? Probably, and which means they'll.
Well, now they're
going
to have to have their own rating system for every movie that comes through town, too. I would imagine.
Oh, wouldn't that be incredible? That would be just unprecedented.
The movies are they're warping kids' minds.
800
Boys in the Hood and all, you know.
It's really not a big jump, Mark. You're right. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know what would make things a little more helpful for these free staters who are aspiring to move to New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you tell them that you've got this radio program out of Keene, New Hampshire, it's kind of like a genealogist telling somebody about their ancestor came over from a certain town in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's 10 counties in New Hampshire.
That's true.
And it's pretty easy to memorize the map of the 10 counties, kind of like once you tell them what county in Ireland they came over on, only instead of talking about the old country, you're talking about the new country. And so if you tell people that you're running this program out of Keene, which is in Cheshire County,
mm-hmm.
if you tell them that the Browns are holed up in Plainfield in Sullivan County, you know, and it's like that, then people have an idea where in New Hampshire it is. Because
I live 36 years in Florida, and I had no idea which county was where in New Hampshire. I can assure you
there's
that.
Only 10. And they're moving to New Hampshire.
I didn't
Hampshire.
Know any of them.
They're moving to New Hampshire. So I think by having, you know, it's easy enough to learn where the counties are. And, I mean, they're going to be moving here. So that's how to do it to help them learn where these things are.
So yeah, well, that's not my responsibility. I'm not a teacher, but Tom, thank you for the suggestion and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, get a map. Go to Google Maps and look up. You can figure out where your counties are that way. I don't know what towns are in what county. I didn't know Plainfield was in Sullivan County. I didn't even know in Florida. You know, I didn't know what some of the town names were on the East Coast. I mean, how can you know all this stuff? I'm not a geography major or anything like that. Anyway, thanks for the suggestion. Let's continue with the calls. It's Elmer listening on WJML, Traverse City, Petoskey. Hey, Elmer.
Hey, how are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Hey,
good, sir.
Great hearing from you. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's good, man. Hey, you're a new Philly up here, you know, so. No, the cigarette tax in New York.
The cigarette tax?
Well, you were talking about people buying cigarettes across the state line.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, and I guess I have to agree with you, you know, as far as taxing people, because I've had some people here in the state of Michigan. I have a gentleman that I know of that bought cigarettes because Michigan is one of the top cigarette taxes in the country. And he's getting smoked for $20,000.
He's getting what-ed for $20,000?
He's getting smoked. The state of Michigan is, you know, making him pay all the back taxes, you know, for buying cigarettes down in the Ohio, Indiana area. Where the
how did they left. How did they root him out? How did they figure that out?
Well, apparently, from what I understand, is they, I think the feds are in on it, is they are after these cigarette dealers, and they're forcing them probably through a FOIA Act.
Freedom of information. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's right. Of revealing of where people are buying, you know, their customers, where they are from.
Well, that's not how freedom of information works. It's not freedom of information for the government to get your records. It's supposed to be that you can get the government's records through the Freedom of Information Act. So that's not what FOIA does. But, I mean, government can just make a phone call and threaten somebody. You know, that's all they need to do.
But it does puzzle me is how are they getting the information?
Well, I know
because,
in the New York case...
our society, we're being overtaxed as it is, and you know, it, people are being forced to seek out what they can afford, right?
Absolutely.
And it's kind of wrong that our states and our country are attacking us for looking for a more affordable way of you know, how we can live, but yet, if you look at the taxes that these states are doing to us, it's money in their coffers.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Now, if I'm recalling correctly, I believe the New York State story that I mentioned earlier involved an internet cigarette company that had gone out of business. And
yeah, that's how this gentleman done it, too. Buy him over the internet.
Right, but the company had gone out of business, and somehow New York State had gotten wind of that and managed to acquire their records through whatever threats they employed, and then they went after every single one of the people that was in their records within the city of New York and tried to get those back taxes. Now, so this guy is currently in a battle over this. Is he refusing to pay? Is he taking him to court? Do you know
No, he's not fighting it. He's not the only one in the state of Michigan, though. The state
he's
of Michigan.
Pay them?
Huh?
He's going to pay them $20,000?
Well, apparently so, yes.
God.
And you put a book, but doesn't it puzzle you? Okay, you know, like I say, you know, I thought maybe it was a FOIA thing, but it does puzzle me is who are these, you know, little people in the background that have got this much time to invade our privacy?
Well, they're bureaucrats. They get paid to invade our privacy. Yeah. They get paid to make phone calls and make threats to people. And most people, they don't understand how to handle them. They don't understand that asking questions is very powerful. And Elmer, great call. Thank you for making it. 800-259-9231. They don't know how to handle the bureaucrats when they call, so they just flip right over and give them the information they're asking for or demanding. And then we all suffer as a result of that. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features for free. Now, you want to be kept up to date with the show, head over to updates.freetalklive.com, and we will clue you in whenever there's something new to announce about Free Talk Live. Get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. Let's talk about the mysterious package. Mark, you've got a story. I'm not sure what city it's out of, but the bomb squad was called out to investigate.
Yeah, I really wish this one was out of Boston. It'd be really great. It's not. Bomb squad called to investigate mysterious green suitcase. From KSL News.
Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Okay.
A suspicious package forced police to shut down several blocks of downtown Salt Lake this afternoon. Police received a call just before noon that was there was an unattended green suitcase outside Carl's Jr. I guess it's a fast food restaurant out there on State Street. And what, I'm not taking any chances? Of course not. Police evacuated the restaurant and shut down a 2-square block area.
Jeez.
The bomb squad was called in, used a robotic device to detonate the suitcase. Turns out the case contained a trumpet, or what used to be a trumpet. The streets were reopened about 2 this afternoon.
Can somebody who knows a thing or two about bomb squads explain to me why they blow up suspicious packages?
I don't know why they do it, but you know, you see a suitcase. I don't know. Who decides that something's suspicious? If I call
it's apparently
there's a suitcase out here. You know, can't I call suspicious on anything? There's a suspicious streetlight out here.
There's a suspicious plant here.
This is a suspicious bench. I see a suspicious bum. I mean,
this bench wasn't here
could
yesterday.
Could anything be a bomb?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, don't you? There's all kinds of things out there.
Can you imagine what happened if like a UPS truck had tipped over or something and packages spilled out everywhere? Whoa, we've got a whole bunch of suspicious packages. We just need to blow the whole thing up.
I just don't know.
I mean, it's not like there was anything.
What happens if people go around leaving boxes sitting around? Can we really shut down an entire city for weeks on end because we're leaving boxes everywhere?
Well, do you remember the story from last year about the teenage girls for like an art project or whatever? I forget the reason they did this, but they went around and they hung these Mario boxes from the trees in the on the main street of their town. It was some sort of project or something they were doing for whatever the reason was. It was an artsy thing or whatever, and they got in trouble for that. It was that same concept of, oh, there are strange boxes hanging from the trees. We need the
what is a Mario
box
out here. You said there's a Mario box?
Like, you know, that when you're in Mario and you play and you jump in, there's the little question boxes. No. You hit them. You never played Mario?
No.
You've never played Super Mario Brothers?
I spent 8 years and 7 months in prison.
All right. But this was in the early 80s, or the late 80s, rather. 1986 through 1988. I'm shocked at that.
Not at all interested.
Well, anyway, there are these boxes that you hid in the game, and there are coins and mushrooms and things that come out of them.
Right.
And so that's what they did. They replicated those in real life, and they hung them around their town, and it caused a panic. So, yeah, if you do put empty boxes everywhere, the Bomb Squad's going to have a field day. I mean, it's just amazing to me. What is going on here? And the overreaction. Because with this case, there wasn't any threat that was associated with it. Now, if somebody phones in a threat and says, there's a bomb out in front of the Carl's Jr. on 3rd Street, well, then you've got a reason to be concerned, right? At least then there's some sort of point to it all. But for just someone to call, there's a box sitting out here and I don't know what it is. I mean, that's just craziness. When will it stop? And why do they blow them up? I mean, if there's something that's volatile,
why would you blow it up?
If there are real chemicals in there that could cause explosions, what?
Well, I'm sure
they put like some bomb shield over top of it.
I'm sure that's the right thing to do. I mean, I'm sure that bomb squads aren't blowing up bombs, and it's a stupid thing to do. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm not saying it's a stupid thing. I'm just saying I want to understand why that is. Do they put some sort of bomb shield over top of it to where it doesn't actually explode and hurt anybody?
I'm sure that they attempt to do some stuff like that. They get to bring their little robots out, and that's always fun.
And what about who owned the trumpet? Did that ever come out in the news? Whose case was it?
It didn't mention it in this little article.
Street
on
musician, like a street musician, leaving it on the side of the road, just, you know, forgot about it.
Went into Carl's Jr.'s to get a hamburger.
Well, you'd think he would notice the bomb squad there. They don't exactly move fast.
Well, I don't know what he would have noticed, but at that point, once the bomb squad is on the scene, you're not getting anywhere near that suitcase. It's my suitcase. That's my trumpet in there. Shut up. Get in line, citizen.
Yeah.
They're going to blow that suitcase up.
Here's some more awful news. This from Atlanta, the Associated Press reporting on the latest on the Gennaro Wilson case. A man who had consensual sex with a 15-year-old girl when he was 17 is not eligible for bail while appealing his 10-year prison sentence, said a judge on Wednesday. The ruling is likely to mean the 21-year-old Gennaro Wilson will remain behind bars for several more months at least. In Wednesday's ruling, the Superior Court Judge David Emerson said his conviction for one of the so-called seven deadly sins under Georgia law makes him ineligible for bail. He canceled a hearing that had been scheduled for July 5th. The Georgia Supreme Court is not set to hear his appeal of his term for aggravated child molestation until October. The justices denied a motion by the Attorney General to expedite the appeal. Wilson has served more than 28 months of his 10-year mandatory minimum sentence.
10-year mandatory minimum?
For receiving oral sex at a 2003 New Year's Eve party. The law, which is, by the way, completely consensual. A Monroe County judge earlier this month called Gennaro's sentence, quote, a grave miscarriage of justice, unquote, and ordered his release. But Baker, the prosecutor's office, appealed, saying that the judge overstepped his authority. They argued that the ruling could result in the release of some 1,300 child molesters from Georgia's jail.
Why ruling in this particular case, are all the child molesters going to get loose?
That doesn't make
sense. Oh, we have to lock this guy up for 10 years, otherwise all the child molesters get loose.
Yeah, that doesn't make a damn bit of sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
This case was being looked at by the judge on an individual basis, and the judge says, this isn't right. This isn't molestation. The definition of molestation is unwanted sexual touching.
It was a 15-year-old boy and a
17-year-old boy, 15-year-old girl, at a party, together, with other people around, and I believe there was even a video camera involved, totally consensual.
Pretty tacky.
Well, you know, kids will be kids. They're going to do stupid, tacky things and, you know, silly things.
I don't think 10 years in prison is going to help anyone.
Hell no, it's not. All it's going to do is help the prison system get an extra $40,000 a year or whatever that it that they pay out per prisoner.
A new guy to, you know, staff the prison industries. They have all kinds of companies that contract with prisons to, you know, get cheap labor essentially, and you know, it helps the prison system because they get money, you know, coming towards them. It's all a big system.
Gennaro,
it used to be that convicts would turn big rocks into little rocks, but that doesn't really happen anymore. Now they're making all kinds of different stuff.
This man is guilty of nothing more than being a horny teenager and following his instincts. That's all he's guilty of. And there are thousands upon thousands of kids out there that are doing the same damn thing every weekend. And whenever they get a chance.
Well, I don't know if there's thousands of kids videotaping it every weekend.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean videotaping, but I mean engaging in fellatio and oral sex and touching
sex. The videotape probably did not help his case.
Well, the fact is, it's a fact that it happened. I mean, everybody knew that it happened, and I don't think he was denying that it happened.
Maybe that was the first flaw in his case.
Well, it's her word versus his, right, in that case. If she says it happened, he says it didn't, he's probably going to jail anyway.
Well, I would prefer to be in that circumstance.
And it's a mandatory minimum, so it doesn't matter. The judge's hands were tied. The original sentencing judge, his hands were tied. He had to give him 10 years.
Which is wrong to do to judges, although some judges would abuse it. It's so difficult. The legislator shouldn't be sentencing people, which is what it's doing. But
at
the same time, there's these hang'em judges out there that'll give people just an inordinate amount of time over silly little sentences. I'm going to go after every drug dealer and I'm going to get them. And so they'll give huge sentences to somebody who has a joint.
But mandatory minimums don't prevent that. They ensure that.
No. Some judges would give maximum.
Are there maximums? I don't know about that. There are mandatory minimums.
Yes, a mandatory minimum is a guideline as to what the judge has to sentence. Absolutely. There's a guideline. If the judge departs from the guideline.
The mandate is what it is. He can sentence above the minimum, but he can't sentence below it.
Sorry.
Why do you think they call it a mandatory minimum, Mark?
I know what
a mandatory minimum is
requirement of the amount of time you serve. That's a reference to the amount of time you serve, not for what the judge has to do as far as sentencing.
800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty. Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-920-9786. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-920-9786. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free, no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should go and buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com. You'll see a variety of merchandise, everything from a bunch of different types of Free Talk Live branded clothing to even products that don't have our logo on them, like the very cool Free Marketeer logo products. I think you're going to like those, as well as other things like the Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget, our hottest-selling item of all time. It's less than $60. It's a 2-gigabyte MP3 player. It's a flash drive. It is an FM tuner and a voice recorder. All rolled into one. There's that. There's DVD Classic Archive Collector Sets and more. All there at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, we went away sort of arguing over this mandatory minimum thing, and I still don't know if I quite understand what you were trying to communicate to me at the end of that last segment. Can you try that again?
It's my understanding, and I believe it strongly, is that a mandatory minimum isn't a restriction on the judge or anything like that. It's a type of sentence. It's usually mandated
when
by
you
the
say it's not a restriction on the judge. What do you mean by that?
It's not what the reference is. A mandatory minimum is a type of sentence, as opposed to getting gain time or parole or anything like that. You don't get that on a mandatory minimum sentence. You're going to do 5 years on a 5-year mandatory minimum sentence, period, to the day.
Right.
That's not really an issue of.
But the judge doesn't determine mandatory minimums.
No.
The legislature does.
Correct. That's correct. But a judge can't depart above a mandatory minimum or below a mandatory minimum either.
No, he can't go below it. That's why it's called the mandatory minimum.
I don't believe that's the case, but okay.
Look, I'm on the DEA's website right now. As an example,
if a judge departs above, he must give, you know, all kinds of reasons, and those things can be addressed in an appeal or a mitigation or anything like that. A judge sentences at the whatever the legislature says they do. They often get guidelines,
right.
But in the case
the guideline is with mandatory minimums, and I'm right here on the DEA's website. The guideline is, here you go, first offense. These are for coke, cocaine, fentanyl, mm-hmm. whatever, different possession things if you have 5 kilograms more of coke. First offense, not less than 10 years. So you can sentence higher than 10 years, but you may not sentence less than 10 years. So based on whatever arbitrary factors the judge wants to base it on, he could give the guy 20 years if he wants to. Yeah, but he'll probably give 10 just because it's easy. Okay, well, I wish I could give you less, but here's 10.
But I don't think that doesn't refer to a mandatory minimum.
That is a mandatory minimum sentence. It's linked. It is linked to from the Wikipedia page.
He will not do less than 10 years on a 10-year mandatory minimum sentence.
Of course he won't.
No, Ian, I'm telling you, if a judge departs above the guidelines in a sentence, he has to make
There's no upper level guideline.
You're not looking at the guidelines. You're looking at DEA, the DEA site. Look, every charge has guidelines. Every charge has guidelines. Whether it comes in a point system or whether it's been given individually by the legislature.
Okay, here's your guideline, because under other Schedule 1 and 2 drugs, so like marijuana instead of cocaine, any amount in quantity, first offense, not more than 20 years. So in that case, there is an upper-level block. There is an upper-level ceiling on that. If death or serious injury, not less than 20 years or more than
life. I can't tell you what the DEA, which is a national organization, what they do specifically for federal crimes. Look, there's 50 states in this union, and each of them do their criminal justice system differently.
Okay.
I can tell you specifics. I can argue specifics with you about the Florida criminal justice system, and those specifics I have are dated from 9 years ago, because that was the last time I cared. And what I'm telling you from 9 years ago is a judge departs in Florida, is if a judge departs either upwards or below inside of a guideline, he's got to
there's
justify
a difference it. Between a guideline, a sentencing guideline, and a mandatory minimum. Do you understand that?
Yes,
there's a big
I do.
Difference there.
And look, you're going to get a mandatory minimum either for certain sex charges. You're going to get a mandatory minimum for gun charges, certain drug charges,
right?
All kinds of stuff like that. And that mandatory minimum can go concurrent with another sentence, but that mandatory minimum is given specifically. If a guy has a 3-year mandatory minimum sentence, you know what he did. He pulled a gun on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if he had nobody in Florida has a 4-year mandatory minimum for pulling a gun on somebody, and nobody has one for 2 years. It's 3. Okay?
Right.
It doesn't deviate.
Well, okay, the minimum doesn't deviate,
Ian,
but there is
I'm
no
telling
maximum.
You.
Why
yes,
is it you
I'm
don't understand
you.
This? Why
Ian,
is it so hard to get?
Look, if I pull a gun on you and rob you, I might get 25 years with a 3-year mandatory minimum. But I got that 3 years for pulling the gun. I got the 25 for robbing you.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand? The judge is not going to give me 5-year mandatory minimum for that gun because he can't.
Well, he can sentence above if it's allowed in the rules.
That's not allowed in the rules.
I don't understand. It
is
allowed. According to what I'm reading here on the DEA's own website, there's not less than 10 years, not more than life. There's your span. If the judge wants to sentence you to 20 years under those sentences.
Fabulous. That may very well be the federal guidelines. The DEA is a federal organization.
Right. So then you are agreeing with me that a mandatory minimum is a mandatory minimum, and you can't go below that.
I know what a mandatory minimum is, a specific amount of time given by the legislature, whoever it is that makes these guidelines, and that goes for certain types of charges. It's not above, it's not below.
You're saying, let me see if I've got you straight here.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that if there is a mandatory minimum at a federal or state level.
I don't know about federal levels. I've never been to federal prison.
If there is a mandatory minimum, that the judge cannot sentence above that. That's what you're saying? Why would they title it a mandatory minimum? Why wouldn't they just title it mandatory sentence?
I don't know why they do anything. The judge gives a certain amount of time for certain charges, and that's all they can do. They are not allowed to do anything differently.
Okay, 800-259-9231. I completely disagree with you. Maybe there are some states where it's that way, but at the federal level, it's certainly not that way. There are definitely mandatory minimums, and they are absolutely able to sentence above the mandatory minimum.
Is this guy we were talking about facing federal charges?
Gennaro Wilson is not facing
federal
charges.
State
no,
Georgia
he's not.
Charges, right.
But anyway, let's continue with the phone calls and go to Mark in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Mark.
Hey, Mark guys, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about cops in the free market.
Can't do that. Do that. What's on your mind?
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't exist.
Wow. Why is that?
Well, if you think about what cops actually do in our society today, they just pull you over, give you tickets for annoying stuff, or harass you or kill your family members.
You don't think there would be guys in vehicles with lights on top that would be patrolling around, like security guards?
No, not really.
Well, we have that today. If you go to gated neighborhoods, they've hired security, and they tool around the neighborhood in their little cars with the little yellow lights on top, and you know, they do those things today. So I think that would exist. I think you're right in that they wouldn't be pulling people over and giving them speeding tickets and that sort of thing, because it really wouldn't be a fundraising issue for them.
Well, I think they'd just be replaced by detectives, because cops can't prevent crime at all anyway.
And that
they
much
just
is true.
Clean up after it.
I think you're right. I think insurance companies would definitely have detectives on staff.
I think that every once in a while, the fact that cops are on patrol, every once in a while, that will catch a criminal. And the very fact that they're on patrol is a deterrent, to some extent, to people committing crimes. I mean, are you going to commit a crime right in front of a cop?
Well, that's because they might shoot me.
Right. That's part of the deterrent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's some legitimacy to having guys driving around in cars with logos on them, and you know that they're sort of the authorities for whatever the area is that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mark, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And I think there's some sort of level of acceptance for that, and I think some communities are going to want it. I think other communities would say that maybe a community patrol would be more appropriate. But even then, they might get cars to drive around in with logos and flashing lights.
Cars.
It makes sense. But let's let the marketplace decide. Because inevitably, that's where I think it should go. I think the marketplace should be choosing these things, not some arbitrary bunch of bureaucrats. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but just enough time for a unscreened call on the amplifier line. Who is this?
Hey, this is Matt from Illinois.
Hey, what's on your mind, Matt?
If I'm a judge and you've committed criminal sexual abuse and there is a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years, I have to sentence you to at least 5 years in prison.
Now this is at the state level.
That's at the state level, at least in the state of Illinois. A minimum sentence means just that. I have to sentence you to 5 years.
Right. Now, you can sentence up. You can bring it up to 10 if you want, but you can't go below 5. That's why they call it a minimum.
Below 5, right.
Right.
Right. That is the minimum. Now, there's usually a minimum and a maximum.
Sometimes.
And the maximum might be 12 years. Now, you can get out after half of that if you go the day for a day. Every day you have good behavior, you get a day off your sentence.
Now, that's with the mandatory minimum?
Yes, or the mandatory, or anything.
Well, it doesn't work that way in Florida. Mandatory sentences, you've got to do day for day.
Well, okay, that's something you can argue, but the fact is, and thank you for the call, the fact is he's agreeing with me there. If it's called a mandatory minimum, that means the judge can sentence up from it. That's why they call it a mandatory minimum. Grr. Thanks.
Well, look,
thanks,
I'm only
Mark.
Telling you how it was prison for.
Appreciate the argument, though. More on the way tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.